All right.
Right. So I'm calling this Bay Village Historic District Commission public hearing to order at 4 p.m. on Tuesday, April 11th, 2023. In accordance with the Commonwealth of Massachusetts executive order suspending certain provisions of the open meeting law, including the March 29th, 2023 legislation, extending the suspension of these provisions until March 31, 2025, we are conducting this meeting online. To ensure public access to the deliberations of the Bay Village Historic District Commission, the public may access this call through telephone and video conferencing. So, commissioners present are Knopf, McDermott, Dunwell, Kilgus. Let me just scroll down. Is that everybody? Commissioners, and plus Joseph Cornett, Director of Design Review, Landmarks Commission, City of Boston. So our first order of business is administrative review and approval of 23.0755BV 31 Melrose Street. Is there someone here who is representing the applicant?
That would be me, because this is an administrative review.
Oh, okay. Item.
So all right. I do have, just if you're not familiar with this building, it's a very prominent corner. It's a very kind of attractive, looks like a kind of Queen Anne style brick building. And there are a total, not on the first floor, so the upper floors, 30 windows that will be replaced. So you have these six here, the nine in the bay. Oops. And then we have these on this elevation here. And they vary from 1/1 windows to, you can see here, some 2/2 windows. Mm. And they will all be replaced in kind. These are later windows. They're not historic windows, but they will be replaced with wood windows and with the true divided light. So they're going to have the individual panes of glass. And then in addition, which I think will really make this attractive, all the storm windows will be removed. So it's going to really have a nice, sleek look to it. You know, I do see some members of the public, so I'm not sure. We have Diana Vasquez, and there's one other person here. If they wanted to comment, or if they were here, John Reber, I believe. If you'd like to speak on this application, you're welcome to raise your hand.
By the way, I have a question as well. Mm-hmm. Joe, can I ask a question?
Yes, of course.
Yeah. Okay, so tell me more about the removal of the storm windows. Will these be insulated glass, or is there an interior storm, or how do they deal with that?
They'll be insulated glass.
Okay, so the storm window is essentially not required because of the
correct
glass and so forth. What about the color of the finishing on this? You said it's going to be wood. So what's the color of the wood going to be?
There's a variety here. They will be the green.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear that. So all of these thin white lines, which represent the storms and also the previous window design, those white lines will disappear. They'll be all green. Is that the idea?
Correct. Like, yes.
Green. Are you nodding yes?
Yes, correct.
Yeah, because I think that'll be an improvement. Personally, I don't favor these white metal fittings and so forth. I think that the darker is better, and I'm glad to hear that's the plan. And I gather that everything on the first floor is not part of this project?
That's correct.
Okay.
And Kathy, Tom Hotalian has joined us.
Oh, yeah, I see that. Great. Welcome, Tom.
Hey, Tom.
So can I ask a question about not needing storms? Is that part of the new technology of windows now, that the leakage protection is built right into the window?
Yeah, it's with the thermal pane windows. So, you have the insulated glass, which really takes away the need for the storm window.
Yeah.
That's what they put in my house, Kathleen, and they're wonderful.
Yeah, I have them in the new part of my house, but not in the old part. Got it. Okay.
May I add that assumes that the windows fit tightly together and fit tightly in their tracks and all of that. Mm. So, you know, it's not just the thermal pane part, it's also the whole fitting part. I have storms on my building, and I wonder if I took them off, there'd be a lot of leakage, I think, for mine. Not just because of the single glazing, but because of the leakage.
Right.
Yeah, storm windows, I mean, storm windows go a long way to preserving windows. And, you know, fortunately, they do come now in smaller profiles and darker colors. So, you know, they are still a good option. But, you know, I think the appearance of this building will improve with the removal of the storm windows.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I wanted to add one other little thing. I was thinking just the other day, walking past this, not knowing it was on our list. I love the brick detailing on this building. You know, it's really fantastic. You know, you've got this, the pediment, you've got all of this, you know, textured brick underneath the windows to make these sort of vertical lines. Mm-hmm. I just think it's a, you know, wonderful detailing, and I'm glad that the owner is spiffing things up. I also noticed that there, you know, that the divider between the end of the first floor and the beginning of the brick above, that metal piece there, you know, it's getting kind of twisted.
Wait, where?
So in this picture, it would be...
Is that the flashing here you're talking about?
Yeah. Ordinarily, that would be like a pressed metal, I think.
Oops, sorry.
Anyway, it's not on our list, so it's not a factor. I'm just saying that these things do kind of wear out. I love those bricks.
Mm. Have we heard the members of the public invited to comment?
Yeah, they haven't raised their hand, so I guess they're...
Okay. Other comments from commissioners before we frame a vote?
I propose we accept the plan as presented.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, Joe.
All right. So I just want to reiterate that our advisory review for 16 Piedmont Street, they withdrew and they are going to make some more revisions to their proposed design, and they plan to come to see us in May.
Okay.
And we've reached a milestone finally with our regulatory guidelines. The City Council approved our change to the Bay Village Ordinance. So we now have purview over all work visible from a public way and paint colors and entry lighting. So our next step is now in the next week, I hope to get you the draft of the guidelines, and then we'll start just, you know, probably have two more public hearings to review those and collect any more comments from the public. And then we'll be ready to adopt those. So thank you, everyone. It's been a long time, but we've done it.
It's great. It's great news, Joe.
Fantastic.
Yeah, it is great news. Hey, Joe, regarding that, now that they have approved this change of purview, especially that anything that can be seen from a public way, not, you know, that addition, I think you have to go back, and there are a couple of places in the guidelines themselves which use the old language. I was just looking, for example, at the window guidelines, the window standards, and in that paragraph it says that if a window, how does it, can be seen, I think it's if it can be seen from a public way. Anyway, my point is you have to go back and make sure that the language aligns with the purview. That's my point.
I know. And it's always good to take a break from it. So I, you know, fresh eyes, we always will find things that we didn't see before. So I think it's good that we've had a little break. And we have new, you know, residents in the neighborhood who haven't seen it yet, maybe. So
yeah,
be good to have their perspective.
All right.
We have some hearing minutes.
Yeah. So I guess the first question is, have people had a chance to review the meeting minutes sent by email?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Does anyone have any changes?
No.
All right. So I move that we approve those minutes. Is there a second? Okay. Yes. Ruth, all in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Okay.
Aye.
Great. And then our final order of business is staff updates. You have anything staff updates?
Yeah, my one update, if you listen carefully to Kathy's reading of our scripts. Our remote hearings have been extended until March 31st, 2025.
Oh my God.
So,
25.
Yes. Yep.
Oh.
Yep. So which is great news, you know, and again, you know, we talked back in February of, you know, it's just much easier in the participation that we get is by the public and attendance by commissioners is just greatly improved. So I think that's great news.
I hope to be able to find my way to City Hall.
Right. And again, yeah, you know, my office isn't there anymore. Our office is in the Kirstein building. So, you know, a lot of changes, but we're still getting our work done.
You're working at home now, right?
Yes. Yeah, we work. We have hybrid work schedules. So we work remotely 2 days and then we're in the office 3 days a week.
Okay, great. Good. Any other comments?
Yeah, I've got a question. Joe, tell us something about the process of bringing or onboarding, as they say now, new members of this commission.
That's a good question.
Yes, I know. We're going to be sorry to see Ruth and Kathy leave, of course. But we're working with the mayor's office and then with city council to move these through. We're sending them a big batch, so it's going to be all of the from all of the commissions, all of the recommendations. For new appointments. Right now, the city council is entrenched in budget. So, you know, it'll be once the budget is squared away, they'll be able to tackle our recommendations.
Okay.
So does that mean a matter of like, you know, a couple months before the new people are on?
I believe, and I think this will actually, it doesn't really help this commission, but most of our commissions, the expiration date for the terms are June 30th, you know, and it varies by year. So I would anticipate that by the end of June, we should have this squared away.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I feel good that the revised guidelines are kind of corresponding with Ruth and I, you know, stepping down and then like a new constellation can interpret it.
Perfect timing.
Yeah. Well, I must say, I don't know how we can do without you two. So
I don't either.
Oh, come on, guys.
It's going to be nowhere near as much fun.
You can always tune in and just be the spectators.
We'll call in to harass a little bit. Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay. Sounds good. All right. If we don't have any more discussion, I'm going to move that we adjourn. Is there a second? Okay, all in favor?
I'm in favor.
Okay.
Joe, Tom, may I give you a ring on your cell in a few minutes?
Sure, that'd be fine. Okay. Yes, that's fine. Yep.
Thank you.
Okay.
Good to see everyone.
Thanks. Take care. Have a good day. Happy spring.
Thanks, Ruth.
No.
Oh, now I can actually see you bigger. Look at that. Okay. Bye now.
Bye.
Bye-bye.